high school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Starting lineups for tonight's game. First for Toms River North. They are the sixth seed in the tournament. They come in with a 4-1 record. They are under the direction of first-year head coach Rory Caswell. They will start 6'1 junior in the backcourt. Number 11, Damian Singleton. He'll be joined by number 12, 6-foot senior Alex Levchenko. In the front court, a three-forward set. Number 24, Carl Blum is a 6'4 junior. He'll be joined by senior 6'5 forward, number 30, Sean Martin, and Solly Stansberry, number 32, is a 6'6 junior as well. Jackson, the top seed in the tournament, they are 5-0. They come in off a 21-win season a year ago. Joe Fagan is the head coach for the Jags. Number 5, Brian Kenny, the Colts Neck transfer, will start in the backcourt. He wears number 5, 6'3 senior. Also number 21, Brandon McDonald, will start tonight. He is a 6'7 senior, will play the forward spot. In the backcourt, joining Kenny will be number 24, Nick Specht. He is a 6'2 junior. In the backcourt as well, number 35, Elliot Bell, a 5'10 senior guard. And in the middle for the Jags, number 33, Brandon Hollop. He is a 6'7 senior. Jackson in their home whites tonight as the top seed in the tournament. Toms River North in their road blues. Toms River and Mariners on the jersey. The gold numerals. Jackson with the word memorial across the chest and the black numerals.
Nice balance scoring coming from the Mariners. That's what I think makes them a fairly very good team, Matt. You know, they average, three guys near double figures, two in double figures, and Sean Martin, 8.5 a game, and Levchenko and Blum both over 10 a game. So good balance. They don't depend on one guy to put up 20 a game. They could get it from a variety of different players.
As we saw and have seen each and every year here at the WOBM tournament, good referee crew on hand for the finals tonight. John Werner III will be our man to toss it up at center court. He is assisted tonight by Lou DeGeorge and James Lester.
One more time on that girls' final, Matt. Tremendously refereed a basketball game. Three of the top female officials in the state, they did a tremendous job. We get on them when they're bad. We'll compliment them when they're good.
You always get on them. You get on them good, bad. I mean,
what did I just say about those three ladies? I hope they're listening.
Martin and Hollop jumping center here. The opening tip is won by Jackson. The Jags will begin with the basketball, trying to win the WOBM championship for the fourth time in school history. Specht with it. Bell quickly inside. Now it's work. Cross-court feed. Kenny can't get the layup to go on the left side. Hollop able to keep it alive. He and Martin come together, and a quick jump ball is called. And off the possession arrow, it should be Toms River North basketball, and it will be.
They never switched it, right?
Well, they can leave it the
now
same way now.
Now they can leave it, right. That was definitely a Jackson tip, so Mariners get it on the first alternate possession.
First touch here for Toms River North. Martin, top of the key, leaves off for Blum.
It is a man defense for Jackson right now with Speck on Blum.
Blum did not score the other night in the semifinal win. Traveling violation called here on Martin. It will be Jackson basketball coming back up. Sloppy start here for both teams so far. 42 seconds off the clock. No score between Toms River North and Jackson. Bell with it, left side. Leaves top of the key for Kenny. Working to his right at the elbow with kick out for Specht. Specht on the right wing. Kenny gets a touch now. Left side feed for Bell. High post, it's McDonald. His foul line jumper off the mark. It was not deflected, as Jackson tried to say. And it will be Toms River North basketball.
Both teams pretty cautious right now as we start this second minute of this contest.
The arena about three quarters filled tonight. Great crowd on hand for the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Alex Levchenko with it. right wing. Looking to drive, stop at the foul line. Will kick out for Blum. Now it's Singleton, left corner. Singleton was here last night. He was watching the girls' semifinals take place. Blum on his way to the basket, played by Specht. Again, the man-to-man continuing here for Jackson. 6:15 to go first quarter. We're still looking for our first points of the night. Stansberry in the right corner will leave off for Levchenko. Again, these teams will play again on Tuesday night in a South matchup. Stansberry with it in the high post at the right elbow for Martin. Crosses over, goes right, ran into Hollop, who blocked it. Was last to touch it out of bounds, and it will be North basketball baseline right.
We are still looking for our first points of the night.
5:55 to go. Mariners put it back in play. Singleton picks up his dribble right wing. In trouble. Finds Martin, and now Singleton will get it back and set the offense up for Tom's River North. Raises his left fist. Looking to drive and penetrate left. The kick out for Martin, left corner. He'll drive, and a finger roll layup on the right side is up and in. Tom's River North 2, Jackson nothing.
Nice driving layup into the paint for Sean Martin. Gets our first points of the night.
5:25 to go. Here's Hollop with a three-pointer. That's off the mark, no good. McDonald on the putback attempt. That is good. 2-2 our score as North will bring it back up court with 5:14 to go in the first quarter.
Brandon McDonald always around the basket, gets a lot of putbacks.
Singleton dribbling all the way around from the left side to the right. Gets called for palming the basketball. And with 5:07 to go, the turnover will go back to Jackson.
James Lester making that call. Don't see a call too often, but little high dribble created that turnover.
Jackson breaks the press. Kenny, right side layup, got hung up in the air. No contact, no call on some contact. Levchenko, the pull-up jumper from the left side, no good. Singleton's tip-in, no good. McDonald clears the loose ball. Here's Kenny, quickly up court. And Kenny will get called, not check it, will call a foul on Tom's River North. On the floor, it will be charged to Carl Blum. That will be his first and the team's first. 2-2 our score, 4:47 to go in the opening quarter. Bell in the right corner. Dribbles left, gives back in the corner for Kenny. Hollop, top of the key. Had Stansberry in the air, but didn't take the shot. Bell getting it back, will reset. McDonald, top of the key. Will leave off for Bell. Step in from the three-point line. Left side jumper off the mark. Bell gets his own rebound back. And will feed out, and Jackson will able to reset with 4:15 to go. Quarter number one. Still 2-2. McDonald works it around the perimeter. Has Hollop on the right wing. Specht with it now, right corner. Going to come topside with the dribble. Flip for Kenny. Now in the corner for Bell. Down low, they wanted McDonald. Blum came up over the top and intercepted the pass.
Both teams with some tough man-to-man defense so far in this one.
Martin for Stansberry. Dribbling right side. Runner won't go. Rebound cleared by McDonald. Jackson looking to push. Long pass for Hollop. He will be called stepping out of bounds on the baseline. And it will be Tom's River North basketball. First substitution of the game for either team. Number 35, Bill Wrightson, will come in for the Mariners. He is a big guy to bring off the bench. 6'9", a senior. He will replace Carl Blum. Singleton on Bell. Singleton, maybe unwisely, picks up his dribble right over midcourt in trouble. Stansberry will hand off to Levchenko. If you like points, you're listening to the wrong game right now. 2-2 the score. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Nice feed inside for Wrightson. He lost his footing and will get called for a travel.
Well, Wrightson, nice pass, threaded the needle to him, but fumbled the ball and then picked it up and walked.
Bell breaks the timeline with the dribble. Right side pass for Kenny. Quickly a double team comes. Trapping extending defense for North. Hollop will dribble back out. Pick up his dribble on the left wing. Flip a little bit more left for Bell, who will now dribble back up to the half court circle and reset the offense for Jackson. McDonald We'll leave off to number 23, Eric Carter, into the game for the first time for Jackson. Long three attempt for McDonald, no good. Save from going out of bounds by Bell. Now a scramble for the basketball. It's picked up by Singleton, who will get called for a traveling violation.
Didn't see that one, Matt. Neither did half the fans. Though they would be the fans rooting for the blue team. Great defense by both teams here. I think that's what's attributed to this 2-2 start. Not any uncontested shots going on here.
2.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter.
Mariners in a 2-3 zone right now.
Kenny gives off for McDonald. Skipped up over the top for Hollop. Hollop harassed by Martin. Finds Kenny. Baseline runner won't go, but he's fouled on his way to the basket. And in the act of shooting, it'll be a two-shot opportunity coming up for Kenny. That last foul on Tom's River North will be charged to Bill Wrightson, his first, team's second.
Well, Wrightson didn't get the feet in front that time. Hacked Kenny as he went up.
First free throw on the way is good. Kenny came in from Colts Neck playing as a Cougar last year. Colts Neck had a real good season a year ago on the boys' side, but playing for Jackson this year. Substitutions into the game for Tom's River North. Kyle Carrington, number 20, the 6'2 sophomore, and Carl Blum coming back in. Singleton and Wrightson check out. Kenny makes the second free throw. Jackson gets their first lead of the night, 4-2, with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Martin feeding off for Blum left side. Levchenko was the intended receiver. Blum thought it was deflected. Referees don't agree, and with 2 minutes to go, Jackson an opportunity to build on a two-point lead. Hollop with it on the left wing. Two dribbles to his right, finds Bell on the right side. Carter, the inside feed for McDonald, who can't hang on to what was a nice pass. Carrington coming away with a loose ball for the Mariners. Off on the left side for Blum. Bouncing back up top for Stansberry. We'll flip right for Levchenko.
Carter last night, Matt, 6'8", sophomore, did not play. Never did get a reason why that happened. Could have been possibly some discipline. Usually see some playing time as Levchenko throws that one away. Another turnover for the Mariners.
And both of these teams, I don't know, tentative is the right word?
I think tentative is the right word,
certainly,
yes.
Sloppy for sure. I mean, I understand you're in a final, but boy, 4-2 with 80 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nobody would have figured that.
Okay, the Mariners looking to trap here, maybe speed up the game a little bit.
Bell uses Carter out of the high post. Now McDonald has it left wing. He'll find Kenny, who will reset the offense up with 65 seconds to go. McDonald skipping down low. Tony Squiet just into the game. Misses a layup from the left side. And the loose ball finally picked up by Carrington, who is 1-on-3. Singleton thought about the three. Instead, will reset with Blum between the circles.
I think Blum has got to pick his offensive game up, Matt. They depend on points from him. The other night, no points. Got to score tonight.
Scored 26 combined in the first two games of the tournament. Martin handing off here to Singleton, coming up on a half minute to go in the WOBM Christmas Classic Final. Singleton falls to the floor, tripped under his own feet. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will go back to Jackson.
Well, the other night, Singleton basically one of the more quicker kids on the court. Tonight, Mr. Bell might have something to say about that because the quickness has been negated so far for Singleton.
20 seconds to go. Kenny up court. Had a seam for a second. Now crossover dribble goes to the baseline. Flips for McDonald. Bell up top will get called for a traveling violation. 15 seconds to play. It is still Jackson 4 and Tom's River North 2.
See more runs in a baseball game, Matt.
Yikes. Levchenko for Stansberry. Down low, Wrightson. There's a basket for Tom's River North. Tie it up at 4. Bill Wrightson with a left side layup. Kenny will fire one up at the buzzer. That will be off the mark and no good. 4-4. after the first inning. We'll come back for the top of the second after this quick timeout. We break for 2 minutes here. We're back after this quick pause with Tom's River North and Jackson, all square at four. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, Chief Operating Officer at Ocean First, the bank that's been part of your community since 1902. Here at the Jersey Shore, community matters. We volunteer more for community service. We shop local to support our business community. And more people choose to retire in our communities than anywhere else in the state. Today, Ocean First is still helping neighbors with sound banking solutions, still lending to qualified borrowers, still working with you to keep our communities vibrant and growing. For over 100 years, for generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, we're proud to be your community bank. Ocean First Bank. Great rates, great service, great people.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 to find the nearest branch in Ocean, Monmouth, and Middlesex counties. Or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Now back to the 20th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Well, welcome back here to the start of this second quarter, and a pretty nice ceremony just took place between the first and second quarters as my partner, his brother, mom, in at center court, where they presented the third annual Art Harmon Award in honor of Matt's dad, who passed away much too soon a few years back. That award this year went to Rose Ann Primavera, who ironically worked our first game and did an outstanding job. Matt, congratulations. Nice award, the third annual.
Yep, and happy to give it to Roseanne. Certainly well deserved for her joining Nelson Rabone and Lou DeGeorge as the other two recipients, and hopefully what will become a holiday tradition just like the Christmas Classic. We're back up and running here, second quarter. Jackson starting with the basketball. Elliott Bell will leave off here for Eric Carter. Here's jumper from the left elbow, off the mark and no good. It'll be Levchenko to clear for Tom's River North and bring it up court. Stansberry handing off to Singleton on the right side. Now it's Wrightson at the top of the key. Left side feed on the wing for Stansberry. Levchenko has it. He's checked by Bell. 4-4 our score. We have played 45 seconds here in the second quarter. Levchenko on the left wing. Stansberry. Dribble jive will kick for Wrightson. Now it is Singleton. Back up top for Stansberry. Left side feed for Martin. Ball fake. Levchenko. Now Martin with it on the left wing. Back to Levchenko, top of the key. Tom's River North just can't get anything inside at all.
Nothing. That's the size problem that Jackson presents. I'll give you some offensive numbers in a second, Matt, to show you what a strange contest this one is.
I hope the offensive numbers aren't from tonight's game.
Well, they're from their season-long marks. The Jags average 61 a game. They're at 4 right now, and the Mariners average 48 a game.
Running layup attempt by Singleton, no good, and the rebound taken down by McDonald. Here's Kenny for Squiat. Back to Kenny. Now McDonald on the right perimeter. Left wing. Hits Kenny with a basketball. Will pull back out and reset.
And both those numbers will drop drastically tonight, unless we get it going.
Kenny bouncing on the baseline for Carter. Will feed for McDonald coming through the lane. He will be fouled. That's going to go against Wrightson. It'll be his second, team's third, and to the free throw line will go Brandon McDonald.
Well, I guess you could say that as long as the score stays within reach, and obviously at 4-4, as the first foul shot by McDonald is made, as long as both coaches are happy keeping it close, somebody is obviously going to make a run in this one. And one run just may do it.
One run might be a 4-0 spurt. Here's McDonald, his second attempt. Made his first, makes the second here. Gives Jackson a 6-4 advantage with 5:50 to go in the first half. Singleton comes over the timeline. Left side pass for Stansbury. Bit more left on the wing now for Levchenko. It's Martin, shaded right top of the key. Will hand off to Blum. Going to drive down the left side of the lane. Righty float shot, no good. An air ball. Hollop clears, and Jackson looking to answer back. Squiet out of the high post. Wanted the feed for McDonald on the low block. Loose ball comes back to Hollop. Jackson resets with Kenny now on the left wing. 5:15 to play second quarter. Jackson 6, Toms River North 4.
Time to go to page 2 of the offensive playbook, Matt.
Kenny has a step on Martin, drives to the basket. Ball deflected out of bounds, was last touched.
They're going to change this one.
That was, that's James good. Lester said it was Jackson basketball. Now they will change it, and they will give the ball to Toms River North. The right call was made.
Good job by John Werner III correcting James Lester. He just didn't see it.
Singleton up court here with less than 5 to go. Martin in the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Gives back out to Blum. Singleton in the half court circle. Crossover comes left. Leaves for Blum left corner. He stepped out of bounds. And the ball will go back over to Jackson. I'm not sure this is what Dr. Naismith had in mind when he invented the game, but we're pretty close to pulling out the peach baskets and the ladders in between baskets here.
Well, Matt.
Hollop looking to feed inside. Squiet was the intended target. It was kicked by Toms River North.
Back in 1986, Joe Spitali from Bricktown had 40 points in a game. And in 1987, a year later, Chris Fleming had 40 for Lacey. I think that record is safe tonight.
I think so. Here's McDonald from the foul line. That shot no good. The putback attempt by Hollop also no good. Jackson with a couple of cracks at the rim that time, and it's finally cleared by Toms River North. 4:10 to go. Martin, shoot it. He had an opportunity to put one up. Instead, Levchenko gets it now on the left side. Crossover dribble in the lane. Jump stop, lost control of the ball. Comes to Stansbury. Right side layup, up and in. We are tied at 6.
Nice job by Stansbury being in the right place at the right time.
Almost a steal. Blum able to get it off of McDonald. He was the last to touch. It will be Toms River North basketball, and it is a turnover with 3:49 to go here in the opening half. Toms River North 6, Jackson 6. Levchenko gets the high screen from Stansbury. Good feed down low. Stansbury had a shot blocked by McDonald.
McDonald does it on both ends. He's a great scorer and also a great defensive player.
Hollop the three from the left side, and he's able to get it to go. Gives Jackson a 9-6 advantage with 3:15 to go in the first half. Levchenko stops at the foul line and pops and hits. An offensive
going.
Explosion here in the last 15 seconds. 9-8 Jackson. Full court pressure by Toms River North. Bell able to break it with the dribble. The kick out for a Hollop. Wants the right side. Three, it's good. Back-to-back threes for Brandon Hollop. Jackson leads at 12-8. Here's Blum trying to answer back. Well off the mark with a three-point attempt of his own. Up court, Bell gets the feed from Kenny. Kenny gets it back from the top of the key. will set the offense up now. Hollop again. Can he make it 3 for 3? That one a little short. Rebound tipped up and taken down by Martin. And Tom Zimmer North will call a timeout with 2:32 to go in the second quarter. Our game tonight brought to you in part by ShopRite of Route 37 East in Toms River. Proud to be a sponsor of the WOBM Christmas Classic. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with the remaining part of our first half. Jackson 12, Toms River North 8. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Whether listening or playing, at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, we love sports. And we know that when you play hard, you can sometimes get hurt. Fortunately, our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers,
Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Visit barnabashealth.org. That's barnabashealth.org.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Ed, you ready for a question?
Go ahead.
Are you craving a bowl of comfort?
I am right now.
Very good. Look no further than the Atlanta Bread Company in Toms River and Brick. They prepare 6 varieties of soup to choose from each day. You can also choose from a wide selection of salads, sandwiches, and paninis. We thank the Atlanta Bread Company, one of our sponsors of the WOBM Christmas Classic.
See, our listeners had to be listening to us last night when you set me up and I let you down.
Yeah, you said, no, I'm not craving anything. Toms River North starts with it here off the timeout, quickly tied up on the possession arrow. It will be North basketball. 2:20 to go here in what has been a sloppily played first half with not a ton of offense. Jackson leads 12-8. Levchenko, baseline left, will put it in play. Having some problems, will use the 6'9 frame of Wrightson to help get it inbounds. And now Kyle Carrington, who just came into the game, will set the offense up on the left perimeter. Blum in the left corner, the feed down low for Wrightson, who is fouled by Eric Carter. That will be his first foul and the first team foul for Jackson of the entire half. We've seen 4 total fouls here in the first now 14 minutes of play. Blum right side. The feed in look for Wrightson. Can't get the easy layup to go. Up ahead for McDonough, who will jab it in with 2 hands. Right into the Jackson faithful, the student body who has come out. 14-8. Jackson Stansberry answering back inside. He's fouled on his way up and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
That was a breakaway two-handed power dunk with both hands on the rim, which is allowed to prevent yourself from falling. And McDonald threw it down.
1:43 to go, 14-8. Stansberry banks in the free throw. It's been that kind of night so far for both of these teams. Sally with 3. He'll get one more free throw coming up. Righty shooter lets it go and able to rattle this one home a more conventional way. Make it 14, should be 14-10 there. They put it up on the board. 14-10 in favor of Jackson. 1:35 to go in the first half. Hollop for Bell, left side. Carter at the foul line. Leaves off for McDonald. Now Kenny around the perimeter for Hollop. McDonald gets it back. He travels on his way to the basket. And the turnover will give it back to Toms River North. McDonald has had a good tournament so far. 13 in the opener, 21 in the quarters, 14 in the semis. Struggling so far here tonight, though he does have 6 points. 6 of 14, I should say his entire team struggling.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Offensively.
He's been the leader.
Levchenko right corner. Carrington has it now as we hit the 62nd mark. Bell deflected it away. Carrington picks it up far sideline. Levchenko has it in front of the Jackson bench. Dribbles left. He was bumped by Kenny. That will be the first on Kenny. Second team foul for Jackson. Singleton will come back in. Carrington will check out. Stick around at the half. Ed will talk things over with Scott Stump of All Shore Media.
Only six team fouls combined, three each. So nobody shooting one and one this half.
Singleton on the right perimeter gives to Levchenko, who will set the offense up between the circles. Levchenko, the pull-up three from the left side, no good. McDonald climbs the ladder and gets the rebound. Here comes Bell up court now for Jackson. 35 seconds to play in the first half. McDonald back to Kenny. Hollop from the foul line. Turnaround jumper too strong. Rebound taken down by Blum. It can be Tom's River North to hold for one if they want. Let's see what they do with it. It'll be Martin, the quick three. Yeah. Threw up an air ball. And now Bell up court. McDonald will save it from going out of bounds, but it'll go back to Singleton. Round and round they go. Where they stop, no one knows. Here's Singleton, the kick out for Martin. Right baseline jumper is no good. Carter with the rebound. Kenny will launch one from 30, and that is off the mark. 14-10 is our score at the half. A 10-6 quarter for Jackson. We step out, take a quick 30-second timeout. We're back. Ed will talk about this game and the entire tournament of the WOBM Christmas Classic right after this. It's 14-10, Jackson. Let's make it a 60-second break. We're back right after that on the Shore Sports Network.
If you want a storybook wedding that's also affordable, they're sure you've heard about the beautiful banquet facilities at the Quality Inn of Tom's River. But the Quality Inn of Tom's River is the perfect place for any special event. Celebrating a big anniversary, landmark birthday, christenings, communion, confirmation, b'nai mitzvah celebrations. Gather your family and friends at the Quality Inn for the happy occasion where you'll get the most for your money. But they're also available for corporate events, seminars, and even sports award dinners. The Quality Inn of Tom's River provides all catering, food, and beverage service right there on the premises. Even if you need lodgings for out-of-town guests and a place to hold a repast for a funeral, the Quality Inn of Tom's River makes everything run smooth and easy for the family. Ask for Kevin, the banquet manager, at the Quality Inn of Tom's River. Call 732-341-2400, extension 306. And remember, there are special rates for lodging for seniors, bereavement, military, and more. That's 732-341-2400. 2400, extension 306.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we are back here at halftime in what can be called an offensive juggernaut. Nah, that's not the right word. I'm joined by Scott Stump from All Shore Media, who had the line of the tournament, and I think I can say it, right, Scott? Scott, who does outstanding videos of everything he covers on the gridiron during the fall and now during basketball season. About halfway through the second quarter when it was, I believe it was 4-4, he turned up to Matt and I and said, All Shore Media, video highlights unavailable. Scott, welcome.
At least Brandon McDonald threw a nice dunk down after that, so we guarantee you we'll have one.
I was going to say, I hope you had the camera rolling then, because that was a big dunk, the dunk of the tournament so far.
But
what do you think?
I feel like I should be talking to a psychiatrist about this instead of you. But, I mean, the two teams were a combined 7 for 34 from the field. And certainly some of the stuff at the beginning can be attributed to jitters, but now we've played a whole half, and the teams have been solid defensively. They're just missing a lot of shots. I mean, Jackson had 8 turnovers in the first half. Tom's River North had 6, so a little sloppiness in that regard. It's just they're just playing bad basketball right now.
Okay, you're the expert. Why?
Well, I think the zone actually has bothered Jackson a little bit and forced them to settle for maybe more outside looks than they'd like, although Brandon Hollop did knock down a couple threes there. I think they have such a big height advantage, they're not necessarily using as much of it as they could be, and the zone is forcing
inside
them to settle from the perimeter rather than work the ball inside a little bit more. And then I also think, you know, guys are just missing layups. I mean, we've seen a lot of gimme baskets that are not going down. I mean, granted, there's some guys with some length on both sides that are going to bother shots in the paint, but you got to make some of these layups.
And let's face it, you know, this is probably, obviously, early in the year, the biggest crowd they played in front of. You're on center stage here. There's a lot on the line. It's a championship. There's a lot of hardware to be given out. So, you know, the jitters got to be come into play a little bit.
Well, and I think the other part is the how deliberate Toms River North was. They had a few possessions where they held the ball for almost a minute. Before even attempting a shot. I think Jackson showed some of his explosiveness, scoring in transition there and Hollop knocking down a couple shots. But like I said, I think the jitters counts for a little while, but after a while, you just got to start knocking down shots. I mean, especially from, this is Toms River North's home court, so it's not like, you know, shooting on these rims or anything like that's going to bother them. I mean, it's just basically something you want to put behind you and hope the second half is a lot better.
You know, I want to just quickly get out of our interview here a second and tell our listeners, you know, they may be overhear what's happening, but right in front of us, in fact, they're using our table, they're having a contest for a $10,000 shot from half court. That was a promotion done by WOBM and Vision Eye Care.
Now, does the winner get to play for one of these teams in the second half? Make it?
If he makes it, he can. Yes, that's for sure. But anyway, they have four contestants, and I don't know if you heard this, Matt. They had five contestants. One of the gentlemen, Mr. Ron Ford, was practicing yesterday and broke his leg, so he can't participate.
How do you even do that?
Well, you know, it was an accident. You know, you laugh about it, but I feel sorry for Ron. He was unable to participate. He did win a $100 gift certificate. The losers here tonight in this little contest will win, take home $100, but the winner of this little contest will have his shot from half court, and if he makes it, it's 10 grand.
I mean, you got to do something to inject some excitement into this, right?
But anyway, back to the game. Okay, Joe Fagan, Rory Caswell, what are they telling their teams now in the locker room?
I think Joe Fagan's just telling his team that, you know, we're the better team. We just need to execute a little better offensively, finish inside, and I also think they need to attack the offensive glass a little bit more. Use your size advantage because Toms River North's not really going to beat you in transition a whole lot if you send a lot of guys to the offensive glass. So I think it's worth that gamble. And, I mean, if you're Rory Caswell, their execution's even more key for them considering they're taking so long on each possession. That raises the stakes for having to make shots when you're not going to have as many possessions.
Yeah, very deliberate for North. I mean, that's not their game, really. They like to get it up and down the court.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they've done a little bit of good things dribble penetration-wise, but when you get in there, you got 6'7 Brandon McDonald, 6'5 Brandon Hoff, and they're kind of creating a wall around that rim. So a lot of the stuff they had gotten earlier in this tournament, and then even like a Solly Stansberry, who in this tournament, not too many other people can challenge his shot when he's inside, but Jackson has guys who can match his length. And you saw he did get blocked once or twice, so he's going to have to go up a little tougher and try and draw some contact inside.
You know, and I don't really want to put this on any one or two players, you know, but for Toms River North, Alex Levchenko and Carl Blum are their two big guns scoring-wise, both of them having a horrible semifinal and a maybe even worse.
Yeah,
finals.
They really struggled. I mean,
yeah.
Levchenko's had to face two very good guards. Had Mark Kokoda matched up with him in the semifinals from St. Rose. Now he has Brian Kenny from Jackson Memorial matched up with him. So, you know, he's facing two quality defenders. But you're right. I mean, Carl Blum's going to get looks. And in a game like this, knocking down a couple threes
could be
everything.
Exactly. Matt remarked, you know, kiddingly, he said, you know, I set him up. I said, you know, it's just a matter of time before maybe – you know, we get a little run here. One of these teams, it's too good not to make a run. Well, Matt said that could be a 4-0 run, you know, which could do it. As it was, it was a 6-0 run, two threes. Yeah. In this game, it might be a little bit different, you know. I went to the tournament program, and I said in 86, Joe Spitali, you know, scored 40, you know, for Brick as the leading, you know, one-game scorer,
right.
And the year later in 87, Chris Fleming for Lacey scored 40 also, and we remarked that I think that record is safe tonight.
Oh, I mean, they could have gone 1-on-5 and had a good shot to win this tournament with those kind of numbers.
You know, I don't recall, and I don't have my score thing in front of me. We got too many papers here. Did anybody shoot a foul shot, you know?
Yes, there were a couple free throws.
There were a couple of free throws,
Brandon
right?
McDonald had a pair of free throws, and Solly Stansberry with some foul shots, and that was it. But, the long-range shooting in particular, other than Brandon Hobbs made two threes, but other than that, Toms River North is 0 for 4 from behind the arc, and Jackson is 2 for
3?
8.
2 for 8. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's just a case of, all right, guys, basically if you're the coaches, you're saying shake it off, just let's just forget about it, put it behind you. Yeah, we were bad, but it's practically like a 0-0 game. It's only a four-point game.
Exactly.
Who cares that we had a bad half? They had a bad half too, so it's almost like the slate is clean. Let's just go out here and play as if it was the start again.
You know, I know you cover the boys' beat, you know, and do an outstanding job, but I got to ask you a little bit about the Manasquan girls' team. You know, big expectations. Undefeated so far early in the season. They walk home with the big trophy tonight. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I can't think of a team in recent memory. I mean, maybe the Marlboro team, they had three all-state caliber players. I mean, the two Mabrys and Caitlin Flaherty are literally candidates good enough to almost be first-team all-state players, which is incredible, especially for a public school to amass that kind of
and
talent.
And a Group 2 school.
Yeah,
right?
But, you know, I think the thing that makes them just so difficult is, you know, you have Michaela who can just take over a game when necessary like she did against Rumson
last night.
But even if she's struggling or has a tough defender, Flaherty and her sister can easily both score 20 apiece. I mean, that's such a luxury where most teams, if their 20 to 25-point scorer is having a bad game, they have no
shot.
You're
in trouble.
Whereas with them, it's like, okay, well, these other two will just score a combined 50 and we'll be fine. I mean, it's amazing the kind of offensive firepower they have and that they've been able to handle expectations at a program that's never had it. I mean, they're number one in the state. That's essentially the sports writer saying, we think you should win the Tournament of Champions, which, you know, Manasquan has never been in the finals or had any deep run in that kind of tournament. So to be able to have that from day one, but it's almost like they've been envisioning this team for years. When Michaela first transferred from St. John Vianney to Manasquan after her freshman year, all you heard was, wait till her sister gets there. Mm-hmm. You know, Caitlin Flaherty's on the way. And now that it's all here, I think they've been waiting for this moment for a long time, and they're doing a good job of taking advantage of it. And you know what? What better way to prepare you to win in the state tournament than to play in the toughest girls' basketball conference in the state where, you know, you're in the short conference tournament. The three other teams in the semifinals are all probably top 15, 20 in the state.
Well, it certainly sets up to be a very exciting year, and it's going to be fun to watch this team play. You know, you get them at home in that little small gym in Manasquan. It's going to be tough to beat them there.
I guess the highest compliment I could say is almost kind of like the ones I'd always say about Audrey Gomez back in the day at Vianney. They play like guys.
Yeah,
like,
you got it.
They bring boys to their games who want to just see them play.
They don't mind you saying things like that, that's for sure. Scott, we got to take a quick break. Let's take a 30-second timeout right here. You're listening to WOBM Christmas Classic Final. The boys on the Shore Sport Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now back to the 20th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
We thank our good buddy Scott Stump of All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com for swinging by. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive, Toms River. Call 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name. We are getting set for the start of the third quarter. They're going to do the scholarship winners on the boys' side. Jackson leads this one 14-10.
Well, we've got three recipients, one for $1,000. That will be Mike Mazaris from Wall High School and now attending Penn State University. Then we will have Brian Speck, the brother of the Speck twins that are playing in this finals tonight. He's from Jackson Township and attends Stevens Institute of Technology. And then Robert Wilder, the second, from Southern Regional, attending Temple University. They will each get $500.
$2,000 was awarded in the girls' game. $2,000 more here in the boys' game. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Open 7 days a week and all year long. Well worth taking the trip across the bridge. You'll find great food and friendly people at Clee's. And don't forget, the Next Door Cafe, open every day for breakfast.
Matt, 7 for 34 by both teams. A cool shooting percentage. 7 for 34 combined by both schools.
Quick recap of the scoring for both teams. For Jackson, Brandon McDonald and Brandon Hollop, each with 6. 2 points for Brian Kenny. The quarter totals 4 and 10 for Tom Zimmer North. Solly Stansbury leading the way with 4. Alex Levchenko, Sean Martin, and Bill Wrightson each with 2. Quarter totals 4 and 6. We step out for a 30-second timeout. We're back for the start of the third quarter right after this. Jackson 14, Tom Zimmer North 10. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.